Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figure outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. What is that? Well, Math Strat Chat is a problem where I throw out every Wednesday evening to the world on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and people chat about the strategies they use. It is super cool to see everyone's thinking.
Okay, so this Wednesday, our math problem was 594 divided by 12. How would you solve this problem? Go ahead and pause the podcast, solve it any way you want. Remember, the problem was 594 divided by 12. Solve it and then come back to hear how we solve it.
All right, Kim, I'm going to go first today.
Okay.
Because I feel like it. So.
You're the boss.
So 594 divided by 12. I'm thinking about 12s. So okay. I'm thinking about 12s, and I said to myself, let me get a ballpark. And yep. So I found 100 12s was 1,200. Mm-hmm. And I recognized that it was about double. So I halved that to get 50 12s as 600. Mm-hmm. But I'm over. 600 is just a bit over 594. So I asked myself that all-important question, how far over am I?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was 6 over. So then I thought, well, how can I get from 12 to 6? Mm-hmm. And that would be a half. A half of 12 is 6. So I'm too far over. So I'm a half over from that 50. And so 50 minus a half is 49.5 or 49 and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's what I got too. So
All right. Got the same answer. Is that the same strategy you used?
There are some similarities for sure. I think the way I thought about it was a little bit different. Some of the relationships I used may be a little different.
Okay.
So I also... Well, I started off by thinking I see the 600 near the 594. And so I just immediately wrote down 600 divided by 12 is 50. And the reason that I know that is because I know that 5 12s is 60. So it must be true that 50 12s is 600. Mm-hmm. So I wrote down 600 divided by 12 is 50. And then again, like you said, I'm a little over and I asked how far over. Was 6 over, so then I wrote down 6 divided by 12 is half. And so if I want to subtract half from the 50, then I got 49.5.
Nice. So interesting, now that I'm looking back on the work, I'm flooded with all sorts of other relationships. Mm-hmm. I almost kind of wish I would have seen that once I was asking about 12s, if I would have taken a half of 12. Hmm. So like if I was in a ratio table and I've got 1 to 12 and then 1 half of 12 would be 6, then I could scale from that 0.5 up to get the 50 12s as 600. That would have been a different way to get.
Super fun to look back.
Kind of screaming at me. Can I say one other thing that's screaming at me? Well, I have in mind what you did. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, where you were talking about something like 600 and divided by 12. I think this is what you were saying, that you said if 1,200 divided by 12 is 100, then 600 divided by 12 would be 50. Was that you? Maybe that was you.
I mean, it's just us here.
I'm thinking about, I've talked to a lot of people on social media. Too. I'm thinking a lot about if I can think of one ratio, like there's equivalent ratios, right? Where we can think about like, I don't know. Equivalent ratios. But in this case, 600 divided by 12, the relationship between 1,200 divided by 12 and 600 divided by 12, that's something I'm working on. Mm-hmm. Like when the divisor's the same, but the dividend's different, that's interesting. What the relationship is. Anyway, I'll stop talking about it, but it's definitely something I'm thinking about, is that relationship.
That's super fun. All right. We can't wait to see what everybody else did and what their strategies looked like. I wonder if you were thinking like Pam or me or something completely different. Represent your thinking and take a picture of your work or screenshot your phone. Tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking too.
Yeah, tag me on Twitter at @PWHarris or Instagram, PamHarris_math, or on Facebook, Pam Harris Author Mathematics Education. And make sure you use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the next Math Strat Chat problem that we'll post on Wednesday around 7 p.m. Central Time. And hop back here to hear what we're thinking about, or how we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figure Outable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figure outable.